James Copeland here for QGo Live, and we're sitting down with Sean Novak, director of 90.3 WHPC, the voice of Nassau Community College, winner recently of the 2021 IBS Awards, Best Overall Radio Station and Best Community College in the Nation, and also a 2019 Marconi finalist. Thank you so much, Sean, for joining me today.
Oh, thanks for having me.
It's really good to have you, and I know it's met you in person here, so it's really nice to talk over QGo Live today as we are talking across the country here. I'm actually in Arkansas right now, and it's great to talk to you there at Nassau Community College. So first of all, I detailed a few of your most recent awards, but can you tell me just a little bit about your operation?
Absolutely. We are a radio station that's been around for 49 years. Currently, we have approximately 60 students and maybe 70 community volunteers looking to get more students involved. But the pandemic actually hurt us a little bit in that. We can get into that in a little bit later. But we are on the air 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. We have about 60 different types of programming, ranging from top 40 music to rock to country to polka to R&B, talk shows, sports, morning show talk shows. You name it, we've got it. And every time you turn on the dial, it's something different, but always something hopefully you like.
Well, you must be doing something right, because you have a few awards under your belt there.
Absolutely. And we're proud of it. We're proud to get some national recognition for the work that we've been doing, especially over the last year. As anyone can tell you, you know, working in the conditions we've had to work in the last year with the pandemic has not been easy. So to get rewarded for that after the tough year that not only we went through, but obviously the world went through, it is an honor. And I'm very excited that we were able to call ourselves the winners.
Yeah, absolutely. So you've had QGo Live, of course, before the pandemic hit, but as things were closing down, you were able to kind of remote your operations. Can you tell me a little bit about how you did that and how that kind of gave you an edge over some of the other stations that maybe didn't do that?
QGo let us continue to do what we've always done pre-pandemic during the pandemic. I have to credit one of my former students, now community volunteers, for being the first to say, hey, is there a way I can do it from home? Because I instantly, the first day we were home from the pandemic when the school closed down, I brought all my remote equipment home because I'm like, all right, this may be a day or two or three. So, you know, I better be able to broadcast live from home and keep the station going. And then when we saw it was going to be not just days, but months, you know, we decided very early on to get everyone involved. So the ability of having QGo Live as an app on a phone, both iPhone and Android, allowed all of my students and all of my volunteers to be able to continue to do their shows from home. We use a separate program so that they can access the vault in our studios, which is obviously contains all of our imaging, our liners, our jingles, and our songs. So they can access that. But the QGo app allowed them all to hear what was going on the radio pre-delay, and allow them to talk on the air. So without the QGo app and its ease of use and how easy it is to just load it up on everyone's phone, because just about everybody's got a smartphone in 2021 and 2020, it allowed us to continue to do the same operations. So after about 1 week of lag, where we kind of had to get everybody trained and everybody up and running, and we were using some taped shows to fill time, I would say, you know, like I said, about a week into the pandemic, we were full force and back up and running as if people were in the studio. And here we are 14, 15 months later. The students have still not returned to the studio. We are hoping for a return in the fall. But we know there's still going to be some students and volunteers that aren't ready to make that return. And luckily, QGo is going to be there so that if they choose to still do it remotely, they can. But without QGo, there's no way we would have been able to do that. And I know a lot of other college radio stations that decided to put on tapes of old shows and just run music. And they didn't take advantage of the technology that QGo provides. And I'm very happy that we found it pre-pandemic. We were using it for remotes and remote broadcasts before the pandemic, and we definitely will continue to do so once things start to return to normal.
So as far as the actual setup you have, are people connecting, going live over the air? Are they doing voice tracking back to the station in real time? Or exactly kind of what are the technical aspects of how you made this all work?
As far as QGo is involved, all of the students and all of the volunteers are using QGo live. I have it hooked up in our air studio so that they connect to the live setup one at a time. As one person finishes, we communicate to the next person to log on in, and they are able to connect, and they are doing their shows live. Any of our taped programmings, and there are a handful of taped programmings, they potentially are using the QGo app to record their mic breaks and send them to me, and then we edit it together at the radio station. But as far as QGo Live is concerned, I would say 95% of my staff are using it live on the air.
Very good. And then you just have a board op back at the station to kind of coordinate the broadcast and make sure things flow smoothly, correct?
You are so funny. No. For the first 6 months, at least, of the pandemic, there wasn't a human being in the studio. So no, there is no board op. There is no engineer. They are controlling their own board. The board is up, like all the pots are up, and they are controlling the music by remoting into my on-air computer using a separate program. And that's how they're able to click play on all of the songs and liners. And the QGo allows them to hear and talk. But no, for the first 6 months, there was nobody in the studio. And it took until about August, late August of 2020, where the school finally let me come back 2 or 3 days a week just to keep things going and make sure that the equipment was still up and running. But the majority of the time through now, it's nobody in the studio.
And that's actually great. And it's a bit of a trick question. But yeah, that's, you know, we're in the 21st century. And I think it's, you know, pretty awesome that we're able to do stuff like that. So you heard it right here, folks. No one in the studio yet. The listeners probably don't have any clue what's going on. So I think that's really great and really cool what you're doing. So anything else you'd like to add about this experience?
As much as I like the fact that we've been able to keep doing it, I want it to end. I'm ready for human beings to come back into my studio. I'm ready to use QGo the way it was probably originally intended for our remote broadcast, so we can broadcast live from, you know, the different restaurants that we've done previous broadcasts from, and supermarkets and local clients, and out on the quad here on campus. I want to get back to using QGo the way we used to use it. However, you know, you never know if something like this is going to happen again. I mean, who knew it can even happen in the first place? We thought it was just a Hollywood movie. But, you know, knowing that I have it now, and how easy it's become for me to train students on how to use the app, how to log in, and how to get on the air live as if they were in my studio, it's not the same experience. I kind of feel bad for the handful of students that joined my radio station once the pandemic hit and have yet to step foot in my studio and may be graduating and may never get that opportunity, because it is definitely a loss to not have your hands on a console and learn how to use it. But without the QGo app and without technology where it is today, they wouldn't have been able to do what they've been able to do. So I am very thankful for it, but I'm ready to use QGo the way I used to use it, in all honesty. Thank God it was there for us when we needed it and still is. We don't expect students to return full force until at least September, fingers crossed. Like I said, I'm glad it's there. I can't wait to use it the way we originally intended to use it.
All right, Sean, thank you so much. I really enjoy talking with you today. Anything else you'd like to add about QGo or your station or anything before we wrap it up for today?
No, but if anybody's listening and wondering if it works and wants a firsthand experience, you know, I welcome anyone to give me a call at the radio station. nccradio.org is our website. I can't speak highly enough for the product, the service, everything involved with it. And like I said before, without it, there's no way we would have been able to do what we've done in the pandemic without having QGo Live. So thank goodness we found it before the pandemic, and thank goodness it's kept us going throughout.
All right, Sean. Well, thank you so much. We really appreciate you and all your work, and I look forward to seeing you again in person once we resume those Intercollegiate Broadcasting System conferences.
We're looking forward to it. We need to find a new venue, because we heard our venue apparently is closing, but the IBS board is looking into it now to find a place, hopefully in Manhattan, so we can all get together. Broadway's reopening. We're excited to have a full-fledged weekend in New York City in March of 2022, so fingers crossed. Can't wait.
All right, Sean, thanks once again, and we will let you go and get back to your station. But anyway, thanks so much, and we look forward to seeing you again real soon.
You too. Thank you very much.